Welcome to Beyond the Yard Sign, a podcast brought to you by Hunt Real Estate ERA, an equal housing opportunity company. I'm Sarah Kleiber, Business Development Manager, and it's a privilege to be here with you. This is an invitation to get to know us for who we are, Beyond the Yard Sign. Our vision at Hunt is to always be there for you, which simply means that we are the only truly integrated real estate and homeownership services organization in the markets we serve. And through this integration of services, we can uniquely support our sales professionals and our customers in a one-stop fashion, simplifying and improving the entire homeownership experience. Our mission is very simple also: successful professionals, growing profitably, providing superior experiences. This is our assurance to all within our organization and to all with whom we come in contact. We appreciate this opportunity to showcase the great things and people that got us to where we are today and continue to contribute to our growth. Welcome back to the Beyond the Yard Sign podcast. For those of you that have been patient with us for a little while, we're gone for a little bit. We had some holidays that we were all celebrating, and for some of us, not my guest today, but some of us dealt with a blizzard during the holidays. And I'll say that again, not my guest that I'm about to introduce, who lives in Orlando, just miles away from the happiest place on earth.
Yes, it is. You guys had a blizzard? I didn't hear about that.
We had a blizzard during the Christmas holiday.
Yes, I saw. I have family actually up there.
You do?
So in Rochester, yeah, I've got my wife's family is up there.
Yeah, it's funny. I've actually been able to find that before we went live, Dan, we were just kind of talking about, you said, ask me anything, I'm an open book. And I'm like, yeah, me too. So I've actually found some humor on a personal note. I sometimes tend to struggle through the holidays just for, you know, several reasons. And I've shared with a few people that I've had a tradition for several years. On Christmas night, I pour myself a beverage, a stiff beverage, and I say to myself, Sarah, you got through it again. You got through the pressure. You got through the hustle, the bustle, and you made it through, and I celebrate. And this year, because, you know, there was a driving ban, there was snow, we actually had four different Christmases. So just the Christmas that kept on going because we had to, like, piece it together. But it was an opportunity to reflect truly on how grateful I am. And, you know, on a personal level, I just kind of took a different look at things, like, you know, why do you hate the holidays so much, Sarah? They're not so bad. Get over yourself.
Yeah, I love the Christmas holiday. I think New Year's is the most overrated holiday because you get all excited and then the next day it's just another day. So
okay, so we're supposed to be talking about training and real estate and all that, and we're going to in a minute, I promise. But I wrote a personal piece about January and the pressure that January brings, and the bandwagon of resolution seekers and all the pressure that we put on ourselves to be, like, drastically perfect when sometimes it's okay to maintain. So
exactly.
For those of you wondering who I'm just having this chat with and not even introducing is a very good friend. Dan and I go way back. Dan Elzer, tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing here and what you currently do.
Sure. Well, thank you again, Sarah. It's an honor to be on your podcast. And I've been in the real estate industry since 1987, sat in all the chairs. I have been an agent twice, two different times. I have been a manager. I opened a company, built it. Built a very, very decent company with the ancillaries and all that good stuff. We sold it. From selling it, I started to speak and do a leadership work. I would work with leaders and managers on organization, leadership, productivity, profitability. That led me into writing content because as I was going around, I was very blessed as I was going around the nation working with people. I found that, you know, we had a lot of content from a training perspective, but there wasn't a lot of skill content. We can dig into that if you'd like. So I started writing some skill content. I'm all about mastery. Then that just kind of kept blossoming. And I want to say it's got to be 15, 17 years ago, I met at the time your director of training and met Peter at a conference. And we had a nice conversation and he brought me in and I did a little bit of work. And I have had the honor of working with Hunt, on and off for all those years. I feel I know your organization, your winning differences as good, if not better than some of the people there. It's an amazing organization. I love working with you guys. And that's kind of what I do. I've been very, very blessed to expand. I even have 40% of my consulting clients are outside of real estate now. I have clients. Judy, who is my operations VP, she had me write down and she said, you got to share this with people because I don't champion myself a lot, but she goes, how many companies are we working with? So I said, well, I got 16 companies. She goes, how many executives or managers? I said, it's 39. And then she said, how many industries? And I said, it's in 5 different industries. And she said, and how many countries? And I went, 4 different countries. She said, and when we were all done, since I know you so well, Sarah, I looked at her, I said, wow, that sounds pretty good. And I said, and it's true. So we had that moment of, you know, this is pretty cool. So we've been, like I said, very blessed to go out and help companies. And again, it's just an honor to be with you today.
And it is an honor for us to have our relationship with you. And it was at least 15 years ago. And I can tell you that I know that for certain because I've been in this position now for 12 years. And before that, I managed 2 of our offices. And I attended your Top Gun program. I attended that twice. Yep. And I can,
that's going way back.
Yes. So I can tell you it has been that long and it's been such a great, great, great journey. And, you know, Hunt, we are known in the industry as the training company. That name is, it's just something that's woven into the fabric of our company, if you will. And it's, I want to share with you that it was just last week I had an interview with a potential new sales professional that did choose our company, chose our brokerage. And one of the main reasons she said was that, you know, we don't just have training, but we have a plan behind the training. We just don't, you know, explain, well, we got this. I mean, there's actually a specific plan. And at the end of that plan is this future sales professional's success. And, you know, I don't want to necessarily credit my delivery, but I think I deliver this well because, you know, when you have a good experience, it's a lot easier for you to be passionate and talk about it. I had a good experience with all the training that I've had at this company, yours included. So that's one of the reasons that we just have this relationship of this is where to come if you want to be trained the right way, and this is where you're going to stay if you want that continued support, because it doesn't just stop at the newer sales professional level. It's ongoing. And this is why I have you here with me today, because this is the first of a 3-part series that we're going to do, because we're coming into the new year here at Hunt Real Estate on a mission. Right? We are on a mission to get these sales professionals the best support, training, and service that they've ever seen. And today we're starting with you to talk a little bit about what you have going on with us. The next podcast is going to be with our director of training, Jennifer Maxian. And then we're going to interview in the third series, the third part of this. We're going to have a few people that have gone through the program, your SWAT program, that we're early on in. And give you some additional testimonies and talk about their experience. So on that, what are you bringing to us? Talk to me about what this SWAT program is, how it was born, what it's going to bring to our company.
Certainly. First, I have a belief system of habits are incredibly strong. Mm-hmm. We've come out of a market that was supported, to say the least, by our Federal Reserve and the government. And a lot of people in the real estate industry did not realize that over the last set of years, we moved the skill set, if you will, from some traditional skills to a very retail approach to real estate. And that was because there was fear of missing out in the marketplace. Customers were coming at us fast and furious. So the order taking, and I don't say that to be disparaging, the order taking mindset became the skill of the day to make good money over the last few years. Well, now that the rates have floated back and liquidity has gone down, we're going back to a market, I want to say more like the late 90s, early 2000s, before the boom leading into the financial crisis. And in that market, it was incredibly profitable and opportunistic, but a real estate professional had to know how to meet, greet, discover need, you know, provide a solution, and then ask for the permission to work with people. The urgent market we just came out of, the consumer was so driven to close us to do business that that created some habits in us. And those habits are what are hurting agents today. So SWAT, Real Estate SWAT School was created because it's centered around two main themes. One is leverage, you know, it's the SWAT stands for superior winning differences. That's the differentiations. As I said, I know yours so well, the Hunt organization between ancillaries, partners, and just products and services, both for the real estate professional and for the consumer. It's just amazing what you guys have built, and properly positioned and leveraged, no one will beat you. The problem was when you come out of an urgent market, people know about winning differences, but don't really use them because they don't need them. And now they're critical to success. So I created SWAT, which is based in skill programs to learn how to leverage your winning differences, superior winning differences. And then the last part is, and technique mastery. So this is where I get into skills, Sarah. Mastery is the ability to replicate a strategy or skill on demand without fear, hesitation. When I'm in a room, as you've seen me, when I'm in a big room, you know, presenting from the front of the, you know, from a stage, I'll ask agents all the time, I said, who can come up on stage with me right now and role play any skill? I'll hit you with it. I'll be a buyer or seller. And almost no one, most time, nobody raises their hand. And I always go, why aren't you raising your hand? And then I get them to be honest and they go, well, I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want to embarrass myself. Well, that's why I created SWAT, because SWAT graduates have the mastery of our profession. They'll raise their hand every time and come up on stage. If we don't have that mastery, then we're out in the marketplace hoping something works instead of going out in the marketplace and causing something to work. So the quote that I've been using since last year coming into this year is, don't forget that your habits are stronger than your knowledge. Basically meaning the habits we've built over the last few years will trump your knowledge. I've been sharing with everybody, I just moved our company from 11 years in one spot to a new place for the first of the year. I am a pretty smart guy. I know I'm in the new spot. Three of the first 5 days, I drove to the old location. I'm like, I'm pulling in the old parking lot going, what are you doing?
Autopilot.
You don't work here anymore. 3 of 5 days. Now, don't you think that I told myself, I woke up and said, don't drive to the old place. It's the opposite direction. 3 of 5 days I drove. This morning coming in, I turned left like I was going to the old office and made a U-turn to come right. Habits are so strong and they happen unconsciously that if real estate, every one of you out there listening to me, if we don't get a purposeful understanding of our habits versus our knowledge, it will hurt us in this transitional market. So that's why I wrote SWAT. Put it in an on-demand format, and I'm just honored that we've got a whole bunch of people coming through it right now with
you guys. I'm so excited. Is it fair to say this mastery that you talk about, is it fair to say that with this mastery as it begins to develop, doesn't it come hand in hand with confidence?
Yes.
And that's why you're getting people that are graduates that say, yeah, I'll role play with you.
Bingo. It's like, you know, when I talk to a real estate agent, I'll say, you know, everybody remembers Sully, the guy that landed the plane in the Hudson.
Yeah.
And I'll just ask them, I'll go, do you think he had mastery of the aircraft? Everybody goes, yes. I said, would you fly with them? They go, yes. And then just jokingly, I say this, what if you were on a plane and they closed the door, came on the overhead and said, you're in for a treat today. We have a real estate agent flying the plane. Would you want to stay on the plane? Everyone laughs and goes, no, I'd get off. I go, why? And I go, see, it's acceptable in the industry because we're independent contractors, we're our own boss, to not master things.
Yeah. There's another very important, personally speaking, there's another very important part of your approach to teaching our sales agents. And that's something that I was attracted to, and this is why I signed up for your second Top Gun after completing the first one. And it might have, you know, it might be, you know, how I'm personally wired, but I need the personal accountability, okay? It is not just me saying, read these words, fill this out, and turn in your homework. You are with, our sales professionals going through this SWAT, just like Top Gun, they are with their peers. And they're uncomfortable together. They're holding each other accountable. Right. And I think that is such a great way to present this training, work towards this mastery, and gain this confidence.
Without a doubt, Sarah. And that's, you know, adults learn. I'm all about adult learning. Adults learn through time, you know, over time with repetition and failure. And whenever I always say the failure, people kind of, you know, wince a little. And I go, an adult doesn't learn until they fail. And the reason is because we believe in what we're doing. But if you have a failure, your brain automatically questions what you did. But adults would do everything to avoid failure, like not come up on stage and role play. Mm-hmm. So in these programs that I create, we try to create the environment, which you experience multiple times, the environment where you have a desire to fail. You have a desire to execute and learn. And then when that happens, you start to make adjustments. And those adjustments become new habits that drive your business forever. And the accountability part is really part of, you know, and I say this positively about failing. You know, I have an expectation to touch people, set appointments, do things. And whenever I don't do it, that causes my brain to go, why didn't I do it? What did I fail to do? How did I let myself down? And what we've done in the SWAT program is we've actually created a peer-to-peer accountability partner where we have a script even. And in the script, we ask, if I'm your accountability partner, I'll ask you, what areas did you fail? Did you miss? And you explain it. I'll ask why you explain it. And here's a key for everybody out there. The next thing we ask in this is, was it a skill or an attitude that caused the failure? And we didn't have this in Top Gun. Skill meaning you didn't know what to do, how to do, or when to do or say something. That's a skill. Or did you have an attitude, not like a bad attitude? Were you afraid? Was there fear, procrastination, avoidance, or disbelief? Having peers have that conversation, there's learning on both sides. And then the person who failed realizes, you know what? My fear is because I didn't know how. Let me go back and get the how right. Or my failure came from disbelief. I didn't believe in it. I need to go reinforce that belief. Coming back to where you said coming through these programs gives you confidence. So that's why learning occurs. And it's about accountability. It's about interaction. And then it's about that mastery.
That's amazing. And I just cannot wait to see the results that come out of this program. It's a perfect time of year. The market is different. We are approaching, believe it or not, I know that it's mid-January, but spring market happens a month before a lot of our consumers actually think that it does. Before I say goodbye and thank you, my dear friend Dan, can you give a piece of advice to not necessarily new professionals entering the market right now, but it's a very different market, and it's a market that changed rather quickly.
Yes.
What piece of advice to individuals that are now entering this changed market do you have?
My best piece of advice is the consumer still has the need for our services. They're just not chasing us anymore. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're not chasing us is uncertainty, confusion, fears. The sales professionals I can get to champion themselves as a trusted advisor. Go immerse yourself in your marketplace. Wear your name badge, your career apparel. Let people know. Be proud that you are a professional. But understand that your engagements might begin with just information, just helping people understand what has happened. People won't take action until they become comfortable. And we haven't cured the housing problem. The United States still has a challenge with the number of homes we have for the people that need them. So there's plenty of demand. I keep saying this is the most opportunistic time to be in the business. So my advice to you is get into the public and be the trusted advisor. Wear that professional badge proudly, but don't go out there, burden yourself with, I need a transaction. go out there burdening yourself with, I need to talk to people. I need to be available for them to ask questions. And the people that are doing that are finding all the business they need because they're providing that calm or that answer to allow that person to take action. But they're not going to line up at your door anymore. We got to get out in the market.
So well said, Dan. So well said. And I'm going to quickly share, why are we the training company? Why does Hunt Real Estate put so much time and effort and energy and research into making sure that we deliver the very best for our sales professionals? And I'm going to share this, and this is something that I learned from you. A couple years ago, you did a presentation for our leadership, and I wrote this down, and I have been saying it to every new candidate that I meet since the day that you said it. At Hunt Real Estate, our sales professionals are three things. You know where I'm going? They are our customers.
Yes, I do.
And customers, you need to treat well to keep them coming around. They are our asset. And an asset is something that gets more valuable with time and care. And third, they are a partner in profit. The greater that you do, the greater that we do. And as we continue to look at our sales professionals as those three things, that is going to motivate us as a company to continue to deliver the best service. So I want, if you are a customer that is listening to this right now, I want you to hear and let what Dan said sit in your heart and know that if you are entering the market, you will be treated the best by a Hunt Real Estate sales professional when it comes to your important real estate needs. If you are somebody thinking about a career in real estate, I want you to take his words and do the same darn thing and know that you are going to get the best training at this company. And if you are one of our current sales professionals and have not signed up for SWAT, talk to your branch director and get on there and do that, because you will not regret it. It's one of the best things that you can do for your career. Dan, thank you.
Awesome. Well, Sarah, thank you so much. Again, it was an honor to chat with you, and I wish you all the best this year. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the future here.
I appreciate you so much, Dan. Enjoy that sunshine that I'm jealous of. And on behalf of all of Hunt Real Estate, thank you so much for all that you do. And on behalf of Hunt Real Estate, thank you to you, our listeners. And remember that we are always there for you. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.